like summer may never come. The river's running high. I'm getting tired of these lonely nights. I've been working like a dog all June. Nothing to show but a heart full of blues. I'm wondering what I'm doing out here. Wondering if I'm ever gonna pay my dues. You know that sun's gonna shine someday. That's a damn cliche. I'm gonna ride it out anyway. Just to tempt the fate. I got a heart's been broke so long. You couldn't give it away. Maybe good things come to the ones who wait. I've been thinking about driving home. 1,000 miles of road never done me wrong. Bet that I can make it in a day. I hope you know I wish I was on my way. I got your letter in these old blue jeans. Deep in my pocket there it touches me. Yeah, one day you're gonna be mine. One day we'll be lovers, it's a matter of time. You know that sun's gonna shine someday. That's a damn cliche. I'm gonna ride it out anyway, just attempt to fade. I got a heart's been broke so long, you couldn't give it away. Maybe good things come to the ones who sun's gonna shine someday. That's a damn cliche. I'm gonna ride it out anyway. Just to tempt the fate. I got a heart's been broke so long. You couldn't give it away. Maybe good things come to the ones who wait. The rain's been falling for way too long. It feels like summer may never come.
Christy Hayes in the WVTF studio for a Roots Down session from her new album, River Swimmer, Those Who Wait. Welcome, Christy. This album, very introspective.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you noticed.
Well, it certainly doesn't rock out like some of your previous albums.
No, we kept it pretty middle of the road, or less of the road, or something. yeah, it was just, I guess the vibe that I was trying to go for. I really wanted a pretty low, introspective vibe. You know, I wanted it to be song centric, lyric centric.
Well, one of the songs on the album you did a bit of as we set up, did some sound checking here, and I thank you for doing that there to give me a chance to make sure I could hear it without crying. Gloria, what a great song.
I wrote that about my neighbor up in Montana, and it's kind of her life story. I ended up buying her house. She moved down, you know, to she's getting too old to be alone, but she was just such an interesting person and one of the toughest people I've ever seen. Oh my, you know, she's like sweeping the snow and a t-shirt, negative 10 degrees, 87.
Well, you mentioned that you bought her house in Butte, Montana, and you split your time now between Austin and Butte, Austin for the winter and Butte for the summer. What attracted you to that town in Montana?
I really like history, and I like towns with a lot of history. I mean, Virginia's been startling in that sense. It's incredible here, the history and the architecture. But out west, you know, it's settled so much later than the rest of the United States, so we don't have a lot of historic areas. But Butte is actually the largest National Historic District in the United States. And it was a town of 100,000 people at one point, and largest copper mine in the world. And it just has a lot of that post-industrial urban decay, but it's set up in the Continental Divide. So it's kind of everything I ever wanted to be, you know, left alone in the woods and to have a bunch of history surrounding me.
Well, I'm sure that there is a different vibe from Austin to Butte. Do you find a difference in your writing between the two locations?
I think it's becoming a lot easier for me to write in Montana because I really need to unplug from my life and the job part of music to be creative. But living in Austin is certainly enriching in my writing. You know, I kind of take my experiences up there and work on them.
Well, one song on this new album, River Swimming, is about Butte, Town Underground. Was that one of the first songs you wrote when you got to Butte?
No. I had been trying to write that song for years. Years and years. I think 3 years it took me to write that song. And I had a bunch of false starts and just songs I didn't like. And then I was back in Austin for the winter or, you know, when I first started being transient in between the two places. And I sat down one night on my couch and I wrote that song in about 15 minutes. And I was like, finally, I wrote that song I've been trying to write.
All right, well, let's hear it. Town Underground from Christy Hayes. It's off her new album, River Swimming. She's in the WVTF studio here for a Roots Down session.
I made up my bed with the finest of thread. I'm heading out west in the morning. There's a town that I found. It's empty and proud. It's filthy, it's grand, and it's boring. It sits at the top of mountains that talk. They'll know me by name when I get there. In the lightness of winter, the wood smoke will linger, the pavement will glisten like silver. Maybe I'm wrong to love it so much, it's bound to disappoint me like love does. But maybe I'm right to cling to it tight, every old beaten dog still needs someone. At the top of the hill, there's an old man who still pours his coffee to the mine's ghostly whistle. When the sun is up high, he goes deep in the earth and comes home with the moon and a sickle. There are mules underground, they're blind as a bear. We treat them like kings of the old. I'd like to bury my nose down deep in his neck and hear the secrets the king only knows. Maybe I'm wrong to love it so much, it's bound to disappoint me like love does. Maybe I'm right tight, every old beaten dog still needs someone. There's a town that I found, it's half underground, it's darling, it's forgotten, and it's dirty. It's made some mistakes, it's had some tough breaks, it's made wealth, it's made widows at 30. But if you like friendly ghosts and faraway dreams, the most beautiful sight for your eyes. It's the toughest of hands, the hardest of hearts, the last best place I can hide.
You're with Luke Church on Roots Down from WVTF.
Summer's gone now. The sun doesn't rise up quite so quick. We cleaned out the basement. 17 loads my daughter took to the thrift. Said, Mother, you're not gonna miss this stuff. You never come down here in the dark and the must. Please don't be so obstinate. It's for your own good. But I kept all of those things because I could. Try to imagine waking up on the other side of town. '87 years here. 6 houses on my street have been torn down. See the tiny little kitten years ago, skinny and damp from the November snow. It's been weeks since he's come home, but I stand outside and call. I suppose I've been a burden for too long, but I do my best to manage on my own. Pigeons on the line. Before winter settles in, 3 bedrooms with gas heat will be all mine. Just a tiny little house down in the flats, with no view of the head frames, with a brick chimney. Stairs. Someone else's garage for someone else's crap, someone else's dreams. There's times I wonder if anyone is even listening to me. When I check in the mirror, I'm surprised at who I see. Is there anyone long?